Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, but especially today because today's the 14th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. 14 years ago today, I started talking to small businesses about their businesses, and I had a guest. I actually had a guest that day, my very first guest. I never forget her. Cleta Mitchell was with the NFIB in those days. She was my very first guest, and you know, folks, what I did. I guess I've told you this in years past, but I'll remind you about this. When I knew I was going to do the show, I researched it. I know I've told you that I did some research for six or more months. I did quite a bit of research to find out if anybody else was doing what I wanted to do, which was my idea was. Was a small business show every day, every weekday, and the point that I made was that small business owners that go to work every day, they need help every day. They need somebody they can listen to, maybe to give them some news, some advice, or some things that I've been through, and of course I've been bringing the experts on with us all this time now, the Brain Trust, but I had never done this before. I'd never broadcast on the radio before. So I came into my office. I got everything set up the week before I was going to go live. I came into the office and I did a show every day at the exact time that I was going to be doing it next week. I literally did, and I didn't do 2 hours. I did 1 hour. I came in and did a 1 hour show to nobody. Just with the headphones on and the mic and as if I were live. And I practiced that. I did it for a week, 5 days in a row. I came in and did that for just to get used to it. And so consequently, the next week, when Monday rolled around, November 7, 1997, I said, "Hello, America." And then introduced you to Cleta Mitchell. And interviewed her. I was already a member of the NFIB, so I knew a little bit about them. I knew about some of the small business issues that were going on in the world in those days. So we talked about that, and I did a 2 hour show. Now she was only with me for an hour. I'm sure I did the other hour by myself, talking about things I've learned because I had been a consultant to small business, and I still actually was in those days. Consulting with small businesses. So I'd learned things from them about what some of the things that they were going through that I was going through as a small business owner. As you know, when I talk to you now, when we just have our times together, or even when we have a guest together, I chime in with my own experiences as a small business, whether it's with customers, with employees, with the government, with the IRS, whatever it may be, I'm living this dream just like you are. And as you know, this is my property. This is my business. Yeah, I'm not part of the stable of talent of a syndication company. This is my media company. All the things that we do here on the radio, with the internet, we've got, our website's 14 years old. We were simulcasting. We've been broadcasting since 97, but we started simulcasting on the internet since January of 98 and haven't stopped. And so we've continued to add resources. We've got video. You can go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame and find our video series there, which we've just recently updated and improved. We're going to be expanding that. And so, and on and on. And it's just, you can see how we've grown our business, and you've seen the investment that we've made. And it reminds me of you. My business reminds me of your business. I know what happens. You have as you have a little success, you get a little business, you get a little cash, and your business says, hey, I want that. I like this. I need something. It's like a teenager, right? Your business is like mine. It's like a teenager. It's always got its hand out. And you always want to make that teenager happy, don't you? Because you like the idea of improving your business, making it more attractive to customers, making it more useful, making it more beneficial, more relevant to customers. And that's what we do. We do the same thing, just like you. And that's where our businesses, our radio program, I'm not going to say it's different from all other radio programs, because there are other people out there like me. They do different things. They talk about other things besides small businesses. There are other people out there. But a lot of the people you hear on the radio, they're employees. And I'm an employee, but I'm an employee of my own company, my own business. And when you hear about me being fired, that's when you hear about me closing the business up for whatever reason, just like you. And so I guess that's the main thing that I wanted to say is that over the last 14 years, you've been able to observe my journey as I've developed this media company that I converted out of a consulting company. And now I do consulting, but it's a different kind of consulting. And we have products that we create just like you create. They're not like yours. They're different from yours. They're pretty unusual, but it's a product nonetheless. And we have customers just like you, and we have to make them happy just like you. And we buy and sell and pay taxes hire employees. And sometimes we have to get rid of them, and that happens. Everything, all of this sounds familiar to you, doesn't it, small business owners? Because this is what we do. And there are 28 million of us in the U.S. alone. And there are tens of millions of us, people just like us, and I mean just like us, around the world. And this is why I love what I do, because I get to be a part of, I get to associate myself with, in my opinion, a class of folks who have a lot of class. And that's small business owners, wherever you may be on planet Earth. And we've been talking to people, small business owners, on planet Earth since 98, when we started simulcasting on the internet. People started being able to listen wherever they are. We got people listening in China. We know that because we hear from them. And all other places on planet Earth. So thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me celebrate 14 years. Let's do 14 more. What do you think? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I want to talk about something else after these messages. Just like
all the rest. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.